Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you tonight?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Good, and, you know, are you resting a little bit?
I am.
Good, good, because Spirit was saying we need her to rest a little bit.
Yeah, I always have issues with my rest, but I've been taking it kind of easy, and, you know, I've been trying to get, Lisa's been trying to get me to get at least 7 hours of sleep a night, so I'm getting close.
Well, remember,
it's not an uninterrupted sleep, but I'm trying.
Well, you can't cheat Mother Nature. They said the people that sleep less than 8 hours a day die like a decade earlier eventually because all those.
Yeah.
Our body.
Well, I don't know how much I've shortened my life because, you know, for a while there when I was working for the union, I mean, I was only averaging 3 to 4 hours a night. So that's not so hot. But no, I mean, unfortunately, you know, like, you know, I mean, I just happen to be a very light sleeper. So even if I try to go to sleep a little bit on the earlier side, I don't get uninterrupted sleep. I'm constantly getting up when I hear a noise, if I hear the cats playing, you know, if the dog is having trouble breathing or things like that, like I'm always getting up, but I am making good efforts to, even if I'm not sleeping, to just not get up and just start to go. Like, so, you know, like if I get up and I can't fall back asleep, I'm, you know, like, you know, maybe I'll read a little bit or, you know, I'll throw just something on the TV low and I'll just lay there next to Lisa or something like that, where at least my body is not constantly in motion when I'm awake.
Good. Because you do need rest and sleep. It's important. It's when the body, you know, gets rid of, you know, any clutter in the mind and the cells of the body rejuvenate. I mean, and it also boosts your immune system. And you might find yourself this winter not catching everything because you're getting a little more sleep and building your immune system up. So Spirit said, we want her to sleep more.
I am doing my best.
Good. And do you feel a little difference in your life and in yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel a little bit different. You know, it's just, I guess, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I'm getting back to basics a little bit, you know, and I'm getting a little bit more clarity. Like for a while I was like in flux and didn't know what I wanted, what direction I wanted to go. So I've been pretty committed to my process and to doing what I want to do and things like that. So yeah, in that sense, I'm definitely doing a lot better.
Okay, good. Because, you know, again, a lot of times people feel depressed or they're getting sick because they're just not getting enough sleep. You know,
yes.
It's no big deal. It's just like, and they'll be like, can't get more sleep. I go, well, you keep saying that, but then you're sick for 2 weeks and you can't do anything for 2 weeks. So how is it you're not sleeping helping? You know,
yeah.
Like, so it's a little bit, you know, and are you doing any joy therapies? Remember, we've been talking about that being important.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah. I always love doing like my art and stuff like that, but that's kind of like been my job as I'm preparing for all this stuff. So I've been taking a little bit of time, you know, off of that. Like today, you know, instead of putting on the TV, I did some reading, you know, I did a couple of crossword puzzles, you know, I just did a couple of like things that, you know, just, you know, not necessarily, I don't know if I would consider it joy therapy, but I considered it more just kind of like taking some quiet time, you know, and just doing something just else that I normally don't do.
Good, because that is really important. Okay, and the quiet therapy is important. Do you feel better when you're doing the quiet therapy?
You know what, today, because I've been having issues with that because my mind just keeps racing and racing and racing. So, you know, I've been trying to do like 15 minutes, you know, here and there, you know, since we started talking about it. And it's, believe it or not, it's for me, it's very, very tough because my mind just keeps going. And that's why I started reading a little bit. But not like, because like my normal reading is like a lot of you know, a lot of self-help, a lot of psychology books, things like that, and you know, where it requires a lot of brain power. So I just picked up just a regular old fiction book and started reading or whatever. So it wasn't so much school as it was just pleasure, you know. And then so, like, that kind of got me into just like, all right, fine, you know, nothing in the background. You know, I'm just going to sit alone with my book and just call it, you know, and, you know, for a little while today. And that's what I did. I read for about a half an hour, and then I got back up, and I was just kind of like, you know, it was actually very refreshing. You know, I almost felt like I was napping for that half an hour, even though I wasn't.
Wow. Well, that's also good because, again, sometimes people just need to do things that are quiet and for just joy. No ulterior, you know, gains here, but because mm-hmm. the mind and body needs to relax. And you know, meditation wouldn't work for you because your mind would race during meditation.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm the kind of person that, like, you know, like when you go to a yoga class and, you know, they're like, close your eyes and breathe in and, you know, breathe out. Like, I'm the one, like, after I breathe in, I'm opening my eyes to see what everybody else is doing, because just that 15 seconds of holding your breath and then releasing it feels like it's forever. So I have issues. I have definite issues just kind of being like, all right, fine, I'm just going to be still. So I have to find ways to almost trick myself to be still. So, you know, reading books and things like that or whatever, even drawing sometimes, you know, but drawing not stuff that I'm using for my store, just like stuff for fun, you know, like that stuff or whatever. Like that's just a way that I could be still without, you know, without having to get stressed out about the fact that I'm not being still.
Right, and you know, someone like you would benefit from a guided meditation. That could work, in which, you
yeah,
know,
I've tried
things,
that. I've tried it.
That will work, but you can't just let your mind won't shut off at all. And again, it's interesting when you said you have to draw something that's not related to work, because again, when something becomes our career, like when I used to just belly dance, you know, for fun when I first started doing it, and Hawaiian dance, it was relaxing, it was joy therapy. When it became a career, it was not joy therapy anymore.
Exactly.
It was work. And then it took me probably a solid 5 years to be able to dance now just for fun, because it's no longer associated with making money, career, which takes something from a hobby at that point. So I'm glad you say when you draw, it's just something not related to work, because, again, joy therapy.
Yeah. I'm breaking it up a little bit, because obviously I'm doing a lot of drawing, you know, for other reasons right now, but, you know, I'm also, you know, just doing like little things here and there for myself.
Okay, and I just got a message from someone saying what's going on with the strike. You know.
Oh, God.
And
people
explain
are being
to people
greedy.
What the strike is, because not everyone knows what you do for a living. So what union are you in so they can understand what strike
okay,
we're talking
so
about?
Okay, so I work for Local 52, and I work for the TV show FBI. As does my wife. And right now, Hollywood went on strike just before the summer. So we all went on our normal hiatus at, you know, when we wrapped the season. And then nobody wanted to come back to work until they renegotiated some contracts. So initially, this was a strike for the writers because they felt that, you know, given how much content that they had to produce and the amount of time that they're responsible for, you know, for producing it in, they felt that they were entitled to more money and more incentives from the production companies who are making billions of dollars on their work. So they went on strike, and then as a result of that, the directors, the DG, and which is the Directors Guild, excuse me, I'm choking on my soda, and the actors, SAG-AFTRA, both joined the strike. to kind of stand with the writers, but then it turned into a little something else. So basically, you know, the directors wanted to renegotiate their contracts, and then the writer, and then the actors, you know, had some clauses that they wanted to add in, you know, regarding the use of AI. And basically they want, because a lot of their projects had come out prior to when streaming was a thing, you know, they now want higher pay for their projects that are getting streamed. So they did go, you know, the writers did come to a resolution. The DEG are fairly close to a resolution. The actors, on the other hand, are not. They are very, very far away, and they have walked away from the negotiating tables. So we had hopes of being back by the end of the month, and that got dashed when the actors walked away from the table and did not want to return. So, and apparently it was not just about the use of AI. Apparently the biggest sticking point is the fact that they want more money for Netflix and Peacock and Paramount and all of the projects that were pre-streaming for, you know, the syndication that they did not negotiate in their original contract.
Oh, boy. So all in all, we're not going to see any new shows for a while. You know,
so you're not going to see any new shows for a while. You may be able to see some reality TV because that's not really scripted. You know, you might be able to see certain game shows because they're not scripted, but, you know, you're not going to see anything new that is scripted at all.
Funny, because the person that texted me is a 95-year-old client who has been asking me. She misses all her shows, you know?
Yeah.
And so she was like, can you ask the girl, meaning you, can you ask the nice girl on your show, you know, are my shows coming back? Are my stories coming back? You know what she said to me? I'll be dead before I see the resolution of the show.
Oh, don't say that. No.
So
that's
no,
awful.
Isn't that funny? She goes, you know, there's a few shows. This will be wrapping up the last season. You know, she's thinking, oh, good, because I'm wrapping up my last season, too, she said, you know.
Yes. It's, you know what? It's really, really sad because, like, you know, my whole thing is, listen, I get that people should be properly compensated for the work that they do, 100%, you know, but there is such a point as you know, as being greedy. And I personally think that, listen, if you negotiated a bad contract, you should not be able to leverage a strike to fix the fact that you negotiated a bad contract. You know, so
exactly.
Everybody wants to talk about, oh, well, streaming wasn't a thing back then. It wasn't a thing back then. It wasn't a thing in 1998 either. And yet Jerry Seinfeld still makes $80 million a year on Seinfeld alone because he had a syndication clause, and he had clauses in there that any reproduction or reshowing of any of his content, he would get rightfully paid for, you know, and that includes streaming. You know, it included VHS and DVD and Blu-ray and everything. He made it such wide language that any showing of his, you know, of his content, he would get compensation for. So even though streaming wasn't a thing, he still had this clause in his contract, and he's still getting, you know, $80 million a year as a result. If you didn't do that in, you know, your movie from 1990, that's nobody's fault but the attorney and the agent that you were working with. So move on. You got paid $1 million or $2 million or $20 million for the movie, and now moving forward, you get your streaming residuals. That, you know, it should be that simple, but unfortunately, it's not. You know, when you have people that are making a significant amount of money, calling the shots for that, not thinking about all of the people that are not making that kind of money being out of work because they refuse to go to work.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the thing. Okay, so we'll pray it ends. So my beautiful 95-year-old client gets to see her shows.
See the end of her damn shows.
So, anyway, we had Jennifer. She wants to talk to us. So let's see what Jennifer in Canada has to say. Okay, maybe they have shows. You know, they have The Transplant. That show comes out of Canada. That's on NBC.
Everybody is on strike. If you're a professional actor, you're in the same union, whether you're filming in Canada or not. So they're not producing anything either. They're SOL too, unfortunately. But let's speak to Jennifer and see why she's calling today. Hello, Jennifer. You are on the air, my dear.
Hello. Thank you so much, Nicole, for explaining the other side of things, what mainstream media doesn't cover.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because you're not going to get the full story from there, you know, and they're not going to say, hey, these guys are being greedy. They're just going to say, oh, you know, they're far apart on their negotiations. And after a cool down period, they're going to return to the table and hopefully come to a resolution.
Meanwhile, on the pool, you know.
Well, anyway, Miss Jennifer, how's everything in Canada? How are our friends up north?
Oh, good. I hope you guys aren't getting our fire anymore.
No, you guys, with your stink bomb, you know, that I will tell you, something like probably good came out of it, because every year, you know, I have apple trees, and every year I don't get any, or, you know, somebody eats them or whatever, and I don't get them, and or they get, like, funky. And this year I got, like, bushels of them. So I think it had something to do with whatever the dust probably killed whatever mite bugs that normally attack the apple tree, because I couldn't believe. And this year, like, normally I spray it with, like, organic stuff. But meanwhile, the squirrels eat them, everybody eats them, or they get rotten and I don't get any. So I said, this year I'm going to do nothing. So I did nothing this year, okay? And then all of a sudden was this bountiful of apples. So the only thing I could think of is something to do with the cloud cover that it kept, for some reason, seemed to be very good for the apples this year. So I'm going to thank maybe the clouds for that, the cloud cover for that. You know, so Jennifer, how's your world? Because you haven't called in a little while, so let's see what's going on in your world.
I like to listen. My brother was affected by that strike too. He is a driver for Netflix, so he was off for like 6 months. So you're right; it trickles down to everybody, even in Canada.
Wow! So who would have thought that? Wow!
Right?
Yeah. Wow!
Yeah. Yeah, although he probably enjoyed the time off, so some people probably liked it.
Oh, yes. So how is everything in your love life, work world? Because, you know, different times you've called about your work, your love. So what might be on your mind tonight?
I'm going to go with love. I'm finding, like, I've been in the same relationship for a while now. It's been 3.5, almost 4 years. And we are very far apart on certain things like politics, religion.
Things you're never supposed to talk about, but in polite society, okay?
Yeah. Like, basically, our belief systems are not, they are not
in alignment.
Close to one, they are not in alignment. So, it's hard to say. Like, you want to have, like, this, sometimes opposites attract, I understand that, but at the same time, I want to be able to share, it's like when I bring up my beliefs, it's dismissed.
Ooh, he's discounting you, which is never good to discount someone's feelings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
good. And again, no. People don't have to agree politically or even religiously on things if they agree to disagree. But it's also, you have to allow people to speak. And, you know, relationships work in 5-year cycles. And 4 onto 5 or something close to 5, Spirit says, fix it, leave it, let's evaluate what's going on here. How long have you been with this person?
Since January 2020.
Okay, so we're like 3 years going on to 4, okay? So
yeah.
Pretty much you're in that evaluate, where is this going? What are we going to do with this? Okay? Like,
yeah.
You know, are these deal breakers? This is what comes up at this point, okay? Is this, you know, just going to make it not work, okay? Like, so how are you feeling on it?
I feel like I look at relationships as learning experiences. You know, when I'm in a relationship, I grow so much. And then there comes a plateau, and this is the same with me in jobs as well, where it just flatline, and nope, I'm not going to grow anymore from this. And then you know, I move on, but that could be a pattern that I may, because he's a good guy and he truly loved me. But I get, like, with work, with, like, a lot of things, I plateau, and then if I'm no longer being challenged or learning, I want to do something else. So
now, that's an old soul. Let me explain that for our listeners.
Okay.
An old soul likes the devil they know. They don't like change, except if they're not growing or they get bored, then they hate that more than they hate change, and it will push them forward. So the way you're describing it is, you know, your soul is saying, because the soul has to keep learning and growing. That's what we hear. The soul has to continue to grow and learn. A lot of people at 50 are going to hit a reset button and learn nothing, by the way. They're just going to coast till they die and then talk to their maker later. But an old soul wants to keep learning. And the contract between soulmates is, if we're not helping each other grow and evolve, you know, not all relationships are meant to last forever, then we have to move on. So I think your soul is prompting you in that direction. And yet there's part of you that, like you said, he's a good person and, you know, all of that. And, you know, getting out in the dating world again is never fun also. But have you tried to talk to him about how you feel? I know you said you try to talk and he discounts it, but maybe you need to say that, you know, I'm fighting for this relationship, you know, more righteous anger, and I'm trying to see if this is going to last. So we really need to open up a dialogue and communicate. Do you think you could do that with him?
That's a very good point. I haven't had, like, I have mentioned some of the things that bother me, like the more pressing issues, but I'm not a nagger. So I've said where I stand, how I feel, and he still does nothing about it. So, and it's something that only he can do. I can't, you know, I can't do it for him, nor would I. But I don't want to nag.
Okay, yeah. And again, nagging is different than righteous anger, which is something we've never been taught. It's, I love you, but ABCD isn't working for me. You know, it's speaking the facts and the truth is different than nagging, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, if it feels like he interprets it as nagging, then it's probably, you know, like we talked about the right of strike and negotiating. You know, maybe it's a timeout, love and be fixed 2 feet in a relationship, or maybe taking a timeout here for a while for him to think of life without you. And maybe he doesn't know everything about you, because people make the mistake of thinking because they've been with someone for years, they know everything about them. Mm. Everybody changes every single day. And, you know, if he's not going to be able to have a dialogue with you, you know, it could be a deal breaker. So it's almost like if you were to not say anything, I guarantee at the 5-year mark, which is, you know, like a year and 2 months from now, you know, you're going to end it, because you'll be like, I can't deal with this anymore, this relationship. So it's like you're fighting for what you have. And if, you know, you started out as soulmates, but now it's kind of like mediocre, taking each other for granted, not communicating. And again, you know, do you talk about other topics besides politics and religion? Because there's a million other topics.
Yeah, we do. We watch Desperate Housewives all weekend.
Okay, that's really bad for your brain, by the way. Okay, because that's a junk food laced with arsenic, because they're competitive with each other, and they're negative, and they drink too much. And the energy on those shows is so not what my generation, who ushered in the women's liberation movement with a sisterhood of women, empowering women.
I missed the show. What show is she watching?
Desperate Housewives.
You know.
Oh, dear Lord.
You know.
Sorry, I just had to know what was wrong.
Okay. I mean, it's not the worst show, okay?
yeah.
But the point is, you know, what do you want to do, Jennifer? You're calling in and you're asking. And obviously you're kind of asking because you yourself know this relationship is kind of on life support right now. And
that's what I would say, yes.
And, you know, maybe you're afraid to pull the plug, but before you do that, you know, see if he will hear what you have to say. You're probably not going to change him politically, but do you have to? I mean, if he's a good person, he must have his reasons for his beliefs. And, you know, I mean, it would be different if he's a Nazi. I'd find it really hard to stay with a Nazi, okay? That would be
it would be hard for him to be a Nazi as he's Jewish.
That's okay. Okay, good. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you is if someone has like really off, you know, things, philosophies that are, you know, the KKK, things like that, I don't think you can overlook those. Okay. If he runs around with it like a white sheet on his head at night and, burning crosses, I don't think we could ever, you know, get over that. But they have a little different political thing. I mean, okay, so he's Jewish and you're Christian. Well, it's Judeo-Christian. It's, you know, the Jewish religion follows the Old Testament, the Torah. We just have a New Testament. I mean, you can get around these things. It's not earth-shaking. But do you want to make this work? That's the point. Or don't you? Have you outgrown it? You feel that you've outgrown a relationship, and now, in Grant Me a Higher Love, one of the errors in thinking is that relationships are supposed to last forever. No, most relationships are not meant to last forever, and a lot of them have a 5-year, okay, from beginning to end. And so,
did I choose like a succession of relationships? Is that what I chose coming to Earth?
Probably, because we have more than one soulmate, and we have some karmic mates. Sometimes those were past life marriages that were arranged marriages, and we decide we're going to meet them this time because maybe it'll turn out better. Yeah, laugh at that one. Okay. Sometimes it's, you know, soulmates that are there to teach us certain lessons, and then we move on from them. So determining, is this one of those? And you don't have to overthink this. Let's see, we have a lot of listeners tonight, and people will listen in the archives. Sometimes overthinking it isn't the answer. Okay, it's going to resolve itself, either go forward for another 5 years or whatever, or close at the 5-year mark without too much overthinking. But I would say you have to say what you mean what you say, don't be mean about it. You know, communicate what you thought. If he's discounting you or not paying attention, you could say, you know, I love you, but when you talk to me this way, this is not going to work. This is not working for me. You know, he loves you and doesn't want you to leave him. So, you know, maybe he needs to understand that this taking you for granted or not paying attention to or discounting you isn't going to work for the long haul. You know, so, you know, I would, and then see what happens. You know what I mean? But always, as we're getting to the 4th year, right before that, onto the 5th, we're going to go through these feelings, whether it's at the 10-year mark, 15, 20-year mark, because the universe is pretty good at letting us coast for about 4 years. Okay? every 5 years, our world gets, you know, shaken up. Okay?
Yep.
But then the universe says, okay, we're at the, when we get, by the time we get to the 5-year mark, you know, because it's in a soul development. Even when we hit 50, 5-0 is a really big age. I mean, it's 10 5-year cycles. And at 50, people suddenly, their eyes open. They can't take crap anymore. They don't want to be people-pleasing. You know, all the things that they've been doing, all the errors in thinking come blowing up in their face, because that's a big, at your halfway mark of your life, 50 years, it's like fix it or leave it with your life. So you're right now being very shaken up. You know, with COVID, part of it was locking people in a foxhole for 2.5 years, figure out, is this going to work or not work? God only wants soulmates who are teaching peace, love, and joy to go forward from 2023 to 2028. Any relationship not serving our higher good or technically supposed to end in 2023, except 2023 begins with your birthday. When was your birthday or when is your birthday?
April.
Okay, so your 2023 began with April. So you kind of have from like April to April to figure this thing out, okay? So if it's not serving our higher good, whether it's work, friendships, love, it's going to start coming to an end. You'd be surprised at the astronomical number of readings I have been doing since 2023 began, where people are in, you know, are at this crossroads where they don't know if it's going or their relationships are ending. Do you know what I mean? So this is for you. If you're, you know, if your love isn't teaching peace, love, and joy to your children, then God doesn't want it, okay, going on. And Cold War is no better, where you just shut up and make peace. That's just teaching Cold War, so we can't have that either. So it's learning to communicate. He doesn't want to leave you is what I see here. He'll probably never leave you. I see you leaving him, but he never wants you to leave him, so that's sad. So maybe you can get him to, you know, he's not an unfixable human being. Maybe he can realize that he is ignoring you. And we tend to relive our parents' marriage. Sometimes people end up doing what their parents did and without realizing.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't good news for most people. Okay?
No.
So,
yeah, you're right.
So I think he's just, you're just got his parent, you know, it's a relationship not only has, you know, his parents and it has your parents. If there's step-parents, it gets more complicated. We also have grandma and grandpas in there, too. You know, there's all these relationships. But, you know, maybe he thinks this is what a relationship is like and that people stay no matter what or whatever. But he's got a couple of errors in thinking that maybe he needs a little rude awakening here.
Mm, okay, that's very good. You know what? I'm going to book a private reading with you.
Okay, good, because I think at this point, there's probably, you know, again, on a, in public, only certain amounts of information would come through. Privately, you know, you maybe need to, like, some tools to, like, fix this, leave it, do something. But I'm glad mm-hmm. you realize that this is not something, again, you could just ignore it and it'll blow up at the five-year mark. Because if we don't start doing stuff, God gets in and fixes it. And that's when somehow God brings an alignment with someone to have an affair or some other, someone gets sick. Big whammies start to happen, wake-up calls. Mm. I don't want you to get any whammy wake-up calls. Do you know what I mean? Because like, God doesn't want to kick us in the ass and bring us to our knees, but he'll mm-hmm. do it if we don't start hearing that little voice saying, fix it, leave it, do something. Okay, stop with denial that there's something wrong here.
Yep.
So you're at that moment. Well, I'm glad you shared a little bit of what's going on with you because I'm sure half of our listeners probably are going through a similar thing right now. Cosmically, again, this again, they're concerned about another world war spirit. And you can see already we got a couple of really hot spots in the world right now that between 2023 and 2028 is supposed to be a huge gathering of soulmates. Because it's our only hope for humanity is soulmate couples, one couple at a time, teaching peace, love, and joy. So if yours is just teaching Cold War, it's not going to be tolerated. It might have been tolerated 20 years ago. The universe might not have shaken you up at all. But right now, it's like really shaking up relationships to be the best that they can be. So you're at that moment here. You know, thank you so much for, like, you know, just sharing that with us because I think it, maybe I gave you more of an earful than you wanted to hear, but.
No, I needed it, but I'll get more. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole.
Well, thank you. Call in again or you know, text me or whatever to schedule a reading, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Love you, darling. Thanks. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, Nicole, that was quite, you know, something there. You know, and again, look at even with work situations, can you see how your union, you know, things are really cosmically like, you know, you got to start fixing these things, you know, get things going forward. And it's a pretty fast moving time. You know, again, I think the universe wasn't pushing people as fast to learn but what's been channeled to me from the other side is, human beings had better start evolving faster. We can't have them on Earth for 80 years learning nothing, 80 years in spirit learning nothing,
uh-huh.
you know, another 80 years down. Something's changed in spirit in the last couple of years. If people are up there not doing their life review for more than 5 years, where they're saying, I don't remember that. That's not what happened. La, la, la. I'm going to coast up here for 50 years. They're getting their ass kicked to third world countries back. They'll live about 10 years. It won't be a pleasant 10 years. They'll struggle for survival, struggle not to starve and probably die of some weird disease. And then they'll come up and the spirit will say, okay, you didn't have much to, you know, learn in that 10 years other than how to survive. You want to do your last two life reviews that you haven't done. They're getting that people have to start evolving. They can't stay in their comfort zones forever anymore. It's just, look, technology has advanced in such a way that a nuclear bomb could, like, blow up a lot of stuff, okay? So spirit's just like, we've got to get people to figure out if they can't make peace in their homes, then not very much hope for peace in the world. Do you know what I mean? So it's starting in our homes. Just make that peace and make it work. So it's really, it's a whole different cosmic kind of thing than when I started doing this 30 years ago. Spirit's much tougher now, and they're much more, learn your lessons.
I agree.
Yeah, the cosmic kicks in the asses are going to get harder. You know what I mean? It's like, not pleasant. So we have another Jennifer. She's called in before.
We do.
What is Jennifer?
Yeah, Jennifer called in. Jennifer is calling us from South Carolina. And it's been a couple of months since the last time she spoke with you, Cindy. Last time she called was over the summer. Wasn't really related to anything that she wants to talk about now. But basically, she said that she is ready to take the next step, and she wants to know what you think of that. So I asked her to elaborate. I'm like, are we talking about love? Are we talking about career? What are we talking about? And she basically said the whole Monty, love, career, location, everything. She just is ready to move, and she wants to know your feelings. So here
now,
we go
isn't it
out
funny?
To South Carolina.
It kind of goes with our last call. Anything not
yes,
serving our higher good is being shaken up in 2023.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So here we go out to South Carolina. Let's speak to Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Jennifer. So you were listening to the last call. Can you see the universe is shaking the world a little bit? Like,
it sure is.
Leave it. Don't settle for things not serving your higher good at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a move showing. So where are you guys planning on moving?
Home, back home.
To Long Island now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we want to. Miss you. We want you back.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it seems expensive here, and it seems this, and it seems that, and yet, you know, you tried and you gave it, you gave it a good amount of time in South Carolina.
We did.
You know, you gave it your all. I mean, your mom in heaven's on board with the move back, okay, if you're asking her, okay? It looks financially like you'll be good. Now, are you doing a remote job right now?
Well, funny, I'm just waiting to hear back on one.
Okay, because what I'm seeing is a remote job that's good money here. Okay,
good.
So it looks like you should get that. How does your husband feel about all this?
I think he was a little resistant and cautious, but the past couple of weeks have really upped the ante, and he says he's on board.
Right, remember, we're getting toward the end of 2023, so things are getting shaken up a little faster. Okay, so he had a few wake-up calls, you know. Remember, I said the universe doesn't like to kick us in the ass, but if we're not seeing the writing on the wall, if we're, you know, humans like to play a lot of denial. Let's wait and see. And it works for certain things. You don't want to shovel the snow in April on Long Island. I think, you know, in a few weeks from then or a week or so, you don't have to worry about it. You can go in denial about shoveling in April.
Yeah.
I don't think so much in November. If you got a 4 foot, you better start shoveling it because you're going to have it for the rest of the winter if you're not careful. So the move looks good for him, too. Is he not loving his job right now, your husband?
Not that I know of. I mean, honestly, he's in an industry similar to Nicole. And I don't know specifically what her role is, but it's along the same lines. And, like, nobody bothers him. I mean, he hasn't complained about anything.
Can he do his job on Long Island then? If he
moves? He can.
Because I think he's just a little afraid of the – it looks like then he's just afraid of the money. Like, is this going to be more costly if we go back to Long Island?
Yeah, he is, definitely. Yeah.
you know. But for you, it looks like better money. The move looks good. You know, now moving back home means you have to get a new home here?
Right.
Okay. And have you been looking on, you know, online?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Home?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, can you see the prices are a little crazy still?
They sure are.
Uh-huh. Which is a little scary. I mean, I don't think you're going to stay this way forever. Now, did you buy a home in the Carolinas?
We did.
So you have to sell that one too, right?
Yeah, wondering about that.
Okay. You know, look, when we're clear at what we want, in 2023, mm-hmm. we've been talking about it's a year of relationships ending, work-wise, where we're living, but it's also the year of the dream catcher. So if you want to mm-hmm. make some changes, this is a good mm-hmm. year, but when is your birthday?
August 16th.
Okay, so you're in the beginning of your dream catcher year too. It goes from August to August. So
mm-hmm.
wanting to make these changes, the best time is like between now and August. Now we're in mm-hmm. the school year, so you're not thinking of taking your kids out of the school year. Are you trying to stay there for this year?
Well, that's kind of what spearheaded a lot of this. My son has a number of things going on, and things sort of came to a head at his second school in 2 years, and that's kind of where we said enough is enough. So he's home. My daughter is not.
So he's being homeschooled?
It's homebound, so they still have a commitment to us, but essentially I took a leave from one of my jobs, and I'm doing it with him. So.
Okay. Right. So that's a lot more on you, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You realize that. That's a lot more on you.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, how are you feeling about it all being more on you?
Well, we're definitely exploring, like, when we get there to New York, the homeschool option, just have more of a personalized learning experience for him. So I'm very worried about him and what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the move will be good for him, your son,
yeah.
actually.
He wants to move. He wants to move. He's only
seven.
No,
I mean, I can see he, you know, first of all, these are not his people. Like, where you live did not resonate with him, okay?
Yep.
And it's not that he didn't try, because I would say he tried. So,
yep.
you know, again, you know, moving for your son's sake, for better education for him, and also it's very hard for you to be doing the homeschooling. It's a lot on you, correct?
Yeah, yes, it is.
You know, and so that's something that, you know, for you, we got to get you, you know, so you don't have to be doing this. It's just too much stress on you.
Yeah.
It does look like a good, the move looks like it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what, do you want to go back to the town you left, or do you want to move to
a
different town?
We're looking, but there's nothing there, so we're trying to decide if it's a renting or a home purchase.
Okay, you might want to rent a little bit just because the prices look like they're going to come down in the next, you know, 2 years or so. So maybe buying
right.
now is a height is not a smart move. I know nobody wants
mm-hmm.
to be really renting, but it,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're going to pay $150,000 over the price of a house or $200,000, it's significant, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you asking your mom for help on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she wants to help you a lot, too.
Yeah.
It looks like your children will be happier with the move.
I agree.
And your husband looks like, you know, he's just worried about the money. But God rewards people that, you know, that really have the courage to take a calculated risk.
Right.
And, you know, the remote job looks good. You know, I don't think you could not move. And what I could see here is across from your children, if the move is a happy kid card, it's the six of cups is like happy
mm-hmm.
children. Across, you know, from that is if you don't move is extremes of moods with your kid, especially your son. I mean, I think you're going to have
mm-hmm.
trouble with him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he needs friends and people that resonate with him, don't you think?
Yes, he does. That's the number one problem, I think.
he needs his people. Do you know what I mean? And he didn't find them there. And, you know, I think you went there thinking it would be a better quality of life, right? It would be cheaper. But it's not even that much. It's not even that much cheaper. I mean, maybe the house is a little cheaper. It's not that much cheaper. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but there's no price for your sanity, that's for sure.
No, that's the truth. And again, don't be mad you tried it. You had to see. You had to try. You gave it a chance. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, what I see with your son is, you know, the move is good for him. Just give it, like, between now and August, like, you want to move forward. You know, and when would you like to do this? I know, like, yesterday, but realistically, when do you want this move to take
place? My Christmas wish is to be wherever we are, whether it's a rental or house, by on Christmas.
Okay. And, you know, that would mean selling the place you're in, or are you going to move and wait to sell? Because it looks like you probably...
It's going on the market, the 26th. I would have had it done already, but they had a stager come in and micromanage stupid things. That would never happen in New York.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Pray for a fast selling of the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that would facilitate everything going faster. And that's something your mom could help with. She could put thoughts into people's head. This is a good house. Go buy it. Do you know what I mean? You know, it doesn't look like it should take too long for it to sell.
Good.
At all. So, you know, you're a good mom.
Thank you.
The stress level in your cards is like 1 to 10, like 9. So I need you to try to take it down a notch or two.
Okay.
It's only a question of time here for this this move, you know, and it's you know, thank God for remote. That was the genius of COVID. It's from Spirit told me there's a couple of reasons for COVID, but one of them was to bring technology up to snuff so people could work remotely and kind of, you know, live where they need to live and try different places without like losing a job. You know what I mean? Like so the remote aspect looks very good here for you.
That's good. The salary for this was lower today. There's like another job that's higher, and I'm sort of wondering, like, will I get lucky that they'll offer me the higher salary?
Yeah, it's you know, let's just put it that out to the universe too in the year of the dream catcher. Give me the one with more money, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, it looks like if you got your foot in the place, there's some room for you to grow in it too. And because you're such a good worker and a hard worker, it doesn't look like it would take long for you to get to moving up there.
Worried about, like, I have two jobs right now, one online and one that's not. And the one that's not, like, they're so crazy here. They want to take away your license if you decide to break your contract, which is just, to me, it's just so crazy. So I'm a little worried about, like, if I say I'm moving, they're going to try and go after my license.
Okay. Now, how long would you have to stay for them not to do that?
Like until May, which I'm not going to do.
Okay. Because now, if they take away your license, how does it affect you when you come to New York?
I mean, if I ever wanted to go in that particular setting or field, I'm sure it would be like a question on, you know, the application, but...
Do you want to still do that job?
What?
Do you still want to do that particular job?
I mean, I might one day, you know.
Okay. You know, have you talked to these people about it yet?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I mean, they're well aware, you know.
And what reason are you telling them? You know, if you say because your son's not doing well here in school and I need to get him back to where he'll, you know, he'll get more resources.
Well, that's exactly what the plan is, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what...
I mean, if you were to explain it in those terms, that I have to take him back to New York where the resources were better for him.
Right.
And put it in that way, maybe you could get them to... And they're not going to love that you're leaving, but maybe they won't be vengeful. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If we can appeal to people's higher... Like, it's something for your child. Anybody's got a... heart at all would know, well, if you got to do something for your child, you know, it's like you have to do that. You know,
I just feel it's like discriminatory. I mean, if you have a special needs child and things are not working or being met, like how do you try and ruin someone's career for that? It's just crazy to me.
And that's exactly what, you know, you just do it with, we teach her that it's just righteous anger. You know, I like the job and I, you know, wish I could stay here, but, you know, I have to, as a parent, I can't do this. It's affecting him. And, you know, say it from the facts, but always start with, like, I really want, like this job. It's not that I want to leave here. I wish I could stay. Do you know what I mean? Like, say it in those words and see if they don't, you know, and, you know, appeal to, like, their higher consciousness and their soul a little bit.
You mean the good old boys club, Cindy?
What'd you say?
The good old boys club.
Well, also, you know, you could, you know, if they do try to take your license, you could fight it on the grounds that they are the men and you're a woman and you feel that they're doing this because you're a woman. You know, you could play that card too. You know, civil rights violation, not pleasant. You know, like, there's always another route to take to get them not to maybe do this. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
But I would just say, you know what you need. And remember, this is the year. Things not serving our higher good, you know, have to come to an end. You know, if you could stay till May, I don't know, that looks like you can at this point. I just think it's too much stress on you.
It is.
So call in again and let us know, because you have the Chariot, which is a 5-year period in which anything you want is yours, but you have to take the first steps forward. It's different than the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune, God pushes your life forward. The Chariot means you have to signal to God what you wanted. And I think you did signal to God what you wanted. And, you know, what you wanted is, what you want is to go back to Long Island, good job for you, better education for your son. Just you're pretty clear about what you want, and then take the steps forward.
Okay.
You know, and again, don't look back and say, if only we didn't move, if only this. You didn't know, and you had to give it a try. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like,
and you learned a lot of things about yourself, by the way.
We did. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, people always say, you know, how Long Island is this, Long Island, hey, well, but, you know, but Long Islanders are Long Islanders. There's something about some that, you know, everybody in New York's a comedian. They have better senses of humor. Everybody in New York, they're funnier.
Absolutely.
You know, they're just, like, if you're in New York City, everybody's a comedian, from the taxi driver to the MTA people. I mean, you know, people are just funny. And, you know, that's something that you miss when you go to other parts of the country, because people just are not as funny at all.
No, they're not. They're like dry saltine crackers.
Right. And, you know, you're they just make you laugh. You know, even if you don't agree with what they're saying, I mean, they're just so funny. You got to, like, you know, you connect on the laughter. They hook your soul. Even if they sound like an idiot about a lot of things, they're just funny, you know, and you forgive them a lot because of that. But the education on Long Island is much better than a lot of places. That's the whole thing. You know, that's the whole thing, that it's much better education. So, and they have much, and you know, you want to look into a town, if you can't go back to the one you went, but close to where you check out that they have good resources for special needs. Some towns are better than others.
Right.
You know, you want to make sure you get that. But I'm not worried about it. It looks very good. Call in again and let us know, and ask your mom for help. And, you know, once we put our minds to things, it moves fast. It's only when we're dilly-dallying, we're not sure, we give mixed messages, maybe we should stay, maybe you made it plain and clear to the universe that this is not working for us here.
Right.
We have to move on. Well,
thank you.
I'm glad you called in. Call in again, and we'll say some prayers for you on our end here, too.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye for now.
Bye. Take care. Okay. Bye.
Okay. We have a few minutes left. I know Jimmy wanted to say some things today. We always have to get the callers that we have not had yet. And then, so, Nicole, do you want to put Jimmy on?
Yes, ma'am. Hello there, Jimmy.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Cindy.
So what's happening in Jimmy's world?
Not a lot. I'm hurt, but that's a work thing. I have some questions as to I got a few questions, so maybe a general reading would help, but I don't know how much time we have.
Okay, we have 5 minutes, so a general reading is not going to make it 5 minutes. So a specific question would be answerable in 5 minutes.
Okay. What's going on with this slander thing that I'm dealing with?
Okay. Now, they haven't gotten back to you after you wrote
them
the email? Okay.
No, they did not.
You know, it looks like they're going to not do much. Maybe they need a letter from a lawyer, actually, to move them forward.
Oh, great. That's unfortunate.
You know, because, you know, you tried, and now it looks like they're just going to ignore you. And I wouldn't keep hounding them at all because that's going to make it worse. Like,
okay.
You know.
Now, listen, I had dealt with a situation. It wasn't as severe as this, but it was slander, and I wrote up a cease and desist myself and threw some random BS lawyer's name on it, and it stopped everything from happening. Is that something that could work with this? Can I just make some shit up?
Probably not, because
okay.
You're dealing with people who are journalists, and they're a lot smarter than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they will investigate and check it, okay?
Okay.
You know, it looks like, I mean, I don't think it cost a fortune, because you just have to have a lawyer write a letter, okay?
Okay,
and
so that's literally all that needs to be done.
It's just a letter. I mean, once they get the letter, it looks to me like they would comply with it, you know?
Okay.
You know, I don't think you're going to have, you don't need like a, it's not a big lawsuit here, you know what I mean? It's just a question
It's just
of,
a cease and desist, basically.
A cease and desist, yeah. And
okay.
They usually listen, you know, to, you know, a letter that comes from the lawyer, because it isn't worth it for them. You know what, they would hand that over to their legal department,
okay.
And their legal department would probably say, this isn't worth fighting.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
And that would get them to remove it.
Right,
okay.
Because you're right now,
okay.
They're not handing anything that you're sending over to their legal department, okay?
Okay.
It's not coming from a lawyer. But I did see if you
right.
got a lawyer, it would be good. And again, it's not,
okay.
It's not a huge amount of money, so shop around for a lawyer that's willing to write a letter and, you know,
okay.
Not a huge amount
yeah,
of money.
Yeah, I might have one already. Just a letter is not. It's not that difficult, you know. A whole legal suit—that's a whole different thing, you know.
Yeah, no,
just a letter. It needs to be written. That's easy enough.
That comes from. See, it's different from something like, you know, I have a trademark, and all I have to do is write a letter cease and desist because with the trademark number, and I, you know, even got a, you know, Hallmark was going to make a movie with the name The Romance Whisperer. And, you know, the person
okay.
that wrote it, I wrote in 2 seconds, they changed the name to The Love Whisperer. I mean, it's a trademark. I don't need a lawyer to send a letter. The trademark speaks for itself. But you,
right.
This is a little different. You need a lawyer that shows that you're,
okay.
you know, pretty much says, you know, so we don't want to have to take other further legal action. And at that point, when this little asshole that you're dealing with hands it over to their legal department, they're going to say, this isn't worth fighting.
Right.
You know?
Okay. That's good. That's
right.
That sounds good.
And this way you'll get that, you know, so it's not hovering over you. Other than that,
right.
The general reading here looks like you have another job coming sooner than later here. So
okay.
That's the good news. Now,
and,
how are you recovering from you got injured? How's that?
It still hurts. The only thing that's helping is, you know, pain medication because it's really bad. So
okay. Okay, be careful
no,
how much pain medicine you're taking.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
I've been through many dental surgeries. I'm well
okay.
aware.
Because these things are highly addictive very quickly. you know.
There's certain things that don't seem to affect me, and this just seems to be one of those things that I don't get affected in that way for this. There's only certain, like, you know, certain things might affect me, certain things won't, but these things, they don't.
Yeah, but be careful.
I don't get addicted to certain things.
Yeah, okay, be careful.
I know what you're saying.
I've heard this before from many a person.
I'm sure you have.
Okay, especially when they're on the pain pills, okay?
Right.
Nicole, are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm not that bad.
Okay.
I hear it.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Well, you know, just be careful. Anyway, we're at the end of our show, and thank you, Nicole, for everything, and we'll all speak next week, and thanks again, Nicole. You're always above and beyond.
Of course.
I love you. Okay, bye, everybody.
Love you too,
Enjoy
Cindy.
Your week. Bye.
Bye.